Eli, Eli, Shalom Yigamer Leolam, Hachol V'haya, Rishush Shel Hama. The crash of the heavens, the prayer of the heart, the sand and the sea, the rush of the waters, the crash of the heavens, the prayer of
you know that Judaism says everything you could possibly say about death, that is, every view you could possibly have, may be found in the Jewish tradition. Famously, in Genesis, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Death has something to do with the ground merging with earth. Or we say that in death we are gathered to our people, the life of the collective, of all our tribes. All our tribes, because in our American life where we belong to many tribes, and they dwell in us. And they continue after we're gone. And then we say that the soul survives death. That view is there, of course. And if you read the great systematic accounts of the soul, if you read them, I don't know if you'd agree with me, but I think they're pretty persuasive. That the soul is transtemporal. There's something in us which is transtemporal. That is to say, time itself is more in us than we are in time. And then there's this mysterious concept in Judaism about the resurrection of the body, that the life of the body is so important that there could not be persistence unless somehow our physical presence persisted. And then Jewish mystics, of course, you know this, they talk about reincarnation. If we don't finish our mission this time round, we'll have other opportunities. And one soul could come back in many bodies. Or many souls could come back in one body. I mean, in everyday life, we have the impression that each human body is separate from all the others. We're sort of over alongside each other. But the realm of soul is much more fluid, much more continuous than that. So all of these ideas, from dust to dust, ashes to ashes, to the most fantastic adventures of reincarnation, all of that is available in Judaism. As regards death, In my view, the best thing is to be tentative. Death is unknown, just as God is unknown. But I would say, I would not myself count on death being just the end. We understand endings. Endings are a known part of life. Death is entirely beyond us. And I'll read, this is the 23rd Psalm, a great consolation. Adonai ro'i lo echsar, bino deshe yarbitzeni, alme menuchot yan chaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yan cheni b'ma'agelei tzedek lema'an shemo. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even when I walk in the valley of darkness, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You set a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. You anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. May only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Please turn to page 380. What I'd like us to do is to pray two English prayers together, and after each have time for quiet, silent, personal prayer and reflection. At the end of all of those moments, Judd will bring us back together in song. At the bottom of page 380, if we can read responsibly. At the rising of the sun and at its going down, we remember them. At the opening of the buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. At the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. Together, as long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we have joy we crave to share, we remember them. When we have achievements that are based on theirs, we remember them. As long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. Please turn to page 389. And let's pray together at the bottom. After this prayer, we'll have one more moment of quiet reflection. It's hard to speak of oneness when our world is not complete, when those who once brought wholeness to our life have gone, and naught but memory can fill the emptiness their passing leaves behind. But memory can tell us only what we were in company with those we loved. It cannot help us find what each of us alone must now become. Yet no person is really alone. Those who live no more echo still within our thoughts and words, and what they did has become woven into what we are. We do best homage to our dead by living our lives fully, even in the shadow of our loss. For each of our lives is worth the life of the whole world. In each one is the breath of the ultimate one. In affirming the one, we affirm the worth of each one whose life, now ended, brought us closer to the source of life, in whose union no person is alone and every life finds purpose. Standing now before the source of life, the ultimate author of our purpose, let us join in hopefulness, praise, and in blessing, and in trust.
El Malei Rachamim, Shochena Bamomim, Hamsem Nucha Nuchona, Tachat Kanfei Hashchina. Ma'alot kedoshim Utoim Vezohar Harakia Masirim Et Nishmo. Shehizkanu hayom v'nishmot kol acheinu b'nei Yisrael shemasru nafsham al kedushat Hashem ba'al harachamim yastirem b'sete kanafav le'olamim ויצרו בזרוע החיים את נשמתם אדוני ונחלתם וינו Shkivotam b'shalom v'nomar amen.
The Mourner's Kaddish is found on page 391. We'd like to have an opportunity for those who are in Shloshim, those who are in a 30-day period of mourning, who've lost someone in the past 30 days, to stand and share their name, the name of the person you're mourning that you've lost, and their relationship to you. Is anyone in that period? Susie Hydro, for me, my cousin. Anyone who's in the first year of mourning of someone they've lost, please stand, share their name, share their relationship to you.
Lord Bergmeier, my former husband. Sal Levin, my father-in-law. Shirley Abar, my sister-in-law. Miss Leslie, good friend.
For anyone who is commemorating a yard site, the anniversary of the passing of a loved one, please stand, share their name and their relationship with you.
Susan Tucker, my sister.
Elsie Aronowitz, my mother.
Now, for any of us who are here remembering a loved one we've lost, please stand, share their name and the relationship that you have with them.
Nathan and Claire, daughter, my mother, my daughter, my father, our daughter, my brother, and blessed my father-in-law, God bless all my sisters.
My parents, James and Ida Mann, my brother Jonathan Mann and his wife Mary Lou Mann, and Margaret.
My parents, Max and Jeanette Sutter.
My mother, Lori Adams. My parents, Seymour and Lillian Robinson.
My parents and my brother, Kevin.
My parents, Max and Paul, and God, my parents and uncles.
My parents, Rita and Ruth Rubin, my brother, David Rubin, my father-in-law, Brian Harrigan, good friend and colleague, Michelle and you.
My parents, Joyce and Owen Weisler, and my sister, Terry.
My father and mother, Charles, Don McConnell.
My father, Burton Grossman, my grandparents, Helen and Arthur Levine, and Lou and Beatrice Grossman.
My father, Ben Levinson, my mother, Sylvia Levinson, my uncle, Nat Levinson, my aunt, Teresa Levinson.
From our community, Dr. Stuart Joel Abrams, Todd Bergstein, Alan Doss, Ellen Doss, Arthur Neil Fracht, Alan Hirschfield, Susan Herman, David Holmes, Jeffrey Joel, Stephen Capolo, Phil Klaney, Emmy Knobloch, David Kornblum, Hilary Leberfeld, Jan Levinson, Sally Mortensen, Larry Reeser, Ron Sapel, Scott Stachel, David Turkey.
If you're able and have the strength, please stand either in mourning or in support of those who are mourning. Mourner's Cottage can be found on the bottom of page 390.
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shamei rabba v'yama divrach yote v'yamlich malchute v'chaye chon v'yame chon v'chaye d'cho bet Yisrael v'agala v'izman kari v'emeru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevarach le'alam u'amei amaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabar v'yipa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalar shamei t'kudsha barichu. La'ela la'ela min ko birchata v'shirata tushbachata v'nechemata tamiran v'yama v'yimuru amin. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya v'chayim alinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimuru amin. Ose shalom b'momav hu yase shalom alinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimuru amin.
Ose shalom b'mromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, ve'akol Yisrael, ve'imru, v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, hu yase Se shalom aleinu ve'akol Yisrael ve'imru ve'imru. yase shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, yase shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, yase shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael.
That concludes our youth corps service. We will reconvene at 4:45 in about half an hour for Mincha and read the Torah.